Look at the luxuries of the guest of the world.
The most precious things in this world are always free. They cannot be under the rules and regulations of any government. What are these precious things?
Air and water.
Only air, not water. The government has no control at all over air. You can obtain it everywhere, wherever you look, wherever you go. Look at how much protection nature gives you. You are a guest of nature, and by being a guest, you are complaining and worrying. Then nature will think that although this person is my guest, he does not know how to live like a guest. Some people go into the kitchen and tell the hostess to put more salt in the soup. How can you enter your host's kitchen when you are a guest? You should eat whatever you are served. How can we go to the kitchen when we are the guests? Air, the most precious of them all, is free. What comes next? Next comes water, for which you have to pay a little. And then third comes food, which too has to be paid for.
Light.
Light is always there. Sun is always there to serve you and is present at dawn every day.
No trust anywhere.
These people of India worry so much and have so much anxiety. If ever the sun decides to take a break for a day and says, "I will never take a vacation again," the next day these people will start doubting whether they will see daylight again. They do not even trust nature. They do not have faith in themselves, God, or their wives. They do not trust anything.
Self-invited worries.
After seeing what the neighbors have, people start worrying. Our neighbor has a car and we don't. How much do you need in life? You should decide once and for all what your needs are. For example, that there should be enough to eat and drink at home, and there is a home to live in, and enough money to run the household. That much you will definitely get. But it irks or annoys you to see 10,000 rupees in the neighbor's bank account. These kinds of things cause misery. He that invites misery upon himself is a fool.
Ego is the foundation of life.
It is when people have a lot of money that they experience agony and worries. These people are worried. If I were to tell you details about these owners of factories in Ahmedabad, you will say, "Lord, let me not be in their shoes for even one day." Day in and day out, they suffer like a sweet potato being roasted in an oven. "What do you live for?" I asked one of them. He answered, "That even I do not know." So I told him that his existence was based on his belief that I am greater than all the others. There is no happiness in this.
Don't worry about that which is not in front of you.
I've met many factory owners of Ahmedabad who, while dining with me, would really be lost in the business of their factories. A wife of one such factory owner came and sat before us as we were having our meals and said, "My husband never eats his food peacefully." When I asked him the reason, he replied, "My mind is consumed in the complex affairs of my business." So I told him, "Don't do that. When your plate is present in front of you, enjoy what is there and do not worry about what is not present at this time. Enjoy whatever comes in front of you now. Live in the present. When you are in the kitchen, does your mind wander off to the bedroom? When you are supposed to attend to a matter at hand, do you go elsewhere in your mind?"
"Dada, we go all over."
"Those are all departments. So, you should not take the worries of one department into the other department. Complete all the work that needs to be done in one division first, where you are. But when you go into the one division to eat, you must enjoy your food there and leave your worries of the other division. When you go to the bedroom, leave the worries of the kitchen or the office for that department. Man suffers because he does not have such organization, and he does not compartmentalize his daily life. While he is having a meal, he worries about what he will do when his supervisor gets upset with him. Deal with it when he gets upset. For now, just enjoy your meal. God has said, enjoy what is present in front of you. Do not worry about that which is not present. That means you must stay in the present moment in time and enjoy what you have.
Worries in midst of all material comforts.
Dada, there are all kind of worries on my mind.
There are worries even while eating. It is like having a heavy bell hanging over you, making you apprehensive about when it will come crashing down on your head. In this world filled with worries and tension, it is a wonder how people without any thinking follow the rut and enjoy worldly comforts. How can this be? Yet, people go about enjoying everything shamelessly. Whatever is going to happen will happen, but enjoy the present. Let's live it up. Is there anything in this world worth enjoying? People in the foreign countries are not so consumed with worries. It is only here in India. People's worries are a result of their baggage of intellect. They have tremendous worries. People are walking factories of worries. They have huge factories and they have huge cooling fans for their comforts. They worry, but they also find solutions for them. What do they call that cooling equipment?
Air conditioner, Dada.
Yes, air conditioner. That is the wonder in India.
Nowadays, all the worries are in the comfort of an air-conditioned environment.
Yes, so they are always together. Air conditioning with worries. I do not need any air conditioning. These Americans do not worry excessively about their daughter after she turns a certain age. The Indians worry about their family for 7 generations. This is what I call wholesale intellect and wholesale worries. All suffering is because of beliefs. There is this difference in the beliefs of foreigners versus Indians.
Have you received an extension for your life?
You are going to live another 200 years in this world, are you not? Haven't you taken an extension?
Dada, how can one get an extension? I don't think that anything is under our control.
You are so right. If living were under one's control, one would never die. But life is forcefully taken away from everyone. What is the point in worrying if you cannot get an extension for a longer life? Instead, why not enjoy peacefully whatever you have been allotted?
Human nature invites worries.
Worries ruin the work. Worrying will reduce the quality of your work from 100% to 70%. Worries obstruct work. If there were no worries, the result would be wonderful. Everyone knows we are going to die one day. What do people do when they think of death? They push away the thought. What if something happens to me? When such a thought enters a person's mind, he pushes it away. In the same token, when worries come to you, you have to say, not here, and push them away. Worries always ruin things. When you drive a car while worrying about your driving skills, you may cause an accident. If you worry while you are conducting your business, then you will do the wrong thing. Worry has been the cause of ruin for everything in this world. There is nothing worth worrying about in this world. To worry is the best foolishness in this world. The world is not meant for worrying. Only human beings worry. No other creature worries. Billions of other life forms do not worry. Overly wise humans worry all day long and roast in the oven of worry. Worry is pure egoism, nothing else.
In this respect, they are worse than animal, aren't they?
Animals are good. They do not use their intellect to worry about their welfare. Those who use their intellect excessively to worry about their welfare suffer a lot. The Indian intellect is such that Indians suffer many worries. Foreigners do not suffer as much. Laborers do not have worries, whereas their bosses do. None of the laborers worry. This will result in a higher life form for the laborer and a lower life form for the bosses in their next life. Therefore, there should not be any worries. Worrying is the cause of a lower life form. Nothing but worries, worries, worries. Just like the sweet potato roasting from all the sides in an oven, this whole world is being roasted. Like the fish being fried in oil, the poor humans flutter about. How can you call this living?
Worries because of doership.
To keep awareness of not to worry, is that not another form of worrying?
No, worrying is just egoism. People are simply unaware of their real self, and then they have the egoism of I am the doer. One doesn't have control over his own bowel movements, and yet he insists, I am the doer of everything. Worrying itself is ego. Why does this child not worry? That is because he is not yet aware of this false egoism. He doesn't care about who makes this world go around. Because one goes around saying, I am the doer, I am the doer, he has worries.